father wanted you to wait till your mom got better.
Be there, kind of look after mom.
Then you went to Alma.
Much better. And then I went to Alma for 2 years, and then I stayed home a year, and then I went to Michigan and finished.
What was your degree in?
I just lit.
Uh-huh, literature?
Just lit. I just took a regular straight lit course. Well, father wanted me to go to Michigan State because that's where he went. He went to state and took the agricultural, it was a Michigan, it was Cow College, you know, it was MAC, Michigan Agricultural College. And he graduated in 89 from that 2-year course. And he wanted me to go there. But I don't know why I didn't particularly want to go to the state. So Louise Thayer and I were great friends, and her father was had charge of the United States Fishery.
The fish hatchery.
Yeah, and they lived out there, and they wanted Louise to go to Alma. So Mr. and Mrs. Thayer, Louise came down one evening. I remember sitting on the porch and talked mother and father into letting me go with Louise. Mm-hmm. So I kind of look after her. And because she never had been away from home. She had a sister. I don't know. I never saw the sister, but she wasn't right.
Oh, uh-huh.
And she they had someone take care of her for round-the-clock care. And she'd never been away from that sister. It was awfully hard for her to be, and I know she'd get letters from home, and I can't remember the sister's name now, but maybe she'd had a cold, or she wasn't well, or she was sick or something. She would cry and be so worried and upset about it. And we had a great time at Alma. Mm-hmm.
This fish hatchery, do you remember going out and seeing it?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. There were small pools around, and there were different kinds of fish in each pool.
Uh-huh.
And I used to go out, and we were out there because when Louise was dating Carl Bryan and I was dating Phil, and we were out at their house on Sunday night quite a bit. We'd either go to my house or Bryan's or out to Louise's house. We didn't go to Louise's house so much because of the fact of the sister and all.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have too much disturbance. But the fishery was an interesting spot.
Mm-hmm.
And then they had the building there where they had the eggs and did something. I don't know what they did in that big building.
Do you remember when the crow's nest was knocked over?
When
the crow's nest was up in Northville?
In the center?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, do you remember?
We had band concerts mm-hmm. every Saturday night. That was always nice.
Do you remember when it was knocked over, or we still was
I
still
don't remember.
When you left?
I don't. I just don't remember.
Yeah, because when you left, the streetcar was still going on.
Oh, yes, yes. That was the end of the line.
Yeah. Do you remember ever Northville being called the end of the world or the end of the edge of the world? No. I've heard that from other people.
Well, they told you how it got the name of Northville?
No, go ahead.
Well, Plymouth. Started before Northville did, and it was a very popular place for a very popular town. And then Northville started up, a little bit of town. So they always called it North Village.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually it became Northville.
Yeah.
Well, what else would be interesting?
You graduated in 1912. How many people were in your class?
22.
22.
12 girls and 10 boys. And
you were in a clique. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the clique that you were in?
Oh, yes, the Kiaikyos. Indeed I do.
Kiaikyos.
We used to have fabulous times. We went to the Yerkes Cottage at Walled Lake for a week every summer. And Helen Propolis, the chaperone, always chaperoned us. She was the English teacher, always chaperoned us. And
how many girls were in your clique?
There were just eight of us. Yeah, just eight of us. And one of the boys in my class was August Holcomb. And he was from Novi, and his father was the doctor in Novi. And they had a cottage on Wall Lake, on the other side of it. So the boys would come and stay at the Holcomb Cottage.
And there was another clique at the school, too, wasn't there?
The something girls.
I thought I remember Funny Bunch.
Funny Bunch.
Funny
Bunch.
So there must have been four in that one, right? Or
no, there were more than that. I don't remember.
Oh, from other classes.
I don't even remember who was in the Funny Bunch. I remember Ruth Christensen was. And the Christensen farm was backed up to us. They were on Novi Road. Mm-hmm. And Ruth was one of them. And Maureen Hogel from Farmington.
So where did, you mean there were people who went to the Northville High School that weren't from Northville?
Well, they came in from farms.
Okay.
They drove in to school.
Every day or did
they? Yes. Okay. Yes, they drove in to school. Some of them from quite a ways away.
Uh-huh.
Funny Bunch and Kiaikyos were always vying with each other.
Well, where did you get the name Kiaikyo?
I don't remember. I have no idea.
Kiaikyo?
Where it came
How did
from.
You say it? Did you pronounce it again?
Kiaikyo.
Kiaikyo.
K-E-I, capital K-E-O.
Kiaikyo.
Kiaikyo. I don't know whether it was Indian or... I have no idea about the name. And we had one of the girls who belonged, Marie Stark. Their father had a shoe store.
Uh-huh. There.
Marie was a character. She was just incorrigible. You never knew what she was going to do. And I had been brought up to do certain things when I was out. And we'd go out for a dinner, maybe the church dinner or some dinner or something. And I would always leave a little bit on my plate because I thought that was proper. You mustn't have a clean plate when you were out. One time, where it was, but it was some very special. Could have been an alumni banquet or I don't know what it was. And I left a little bit and I looked and my plate was empty. I was horrified. I thought, oh, did I really? Emery's. Reading over, she said, "Marky, I'm sorry, but I was still hungry, so I ate for manners."
And what did she call you, Marky?
Margie.
Margie.
She called me Margie, but they always called me Margaret. My sister Ruth called me Marmy. She couldn't say Margaret, so she called me Marmy. And there's still people who call me Marmy. She and Jack both call me Marmy. I don't think there's anything else that went on in the village. Basketball games were very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Those were played at the rink.
At the Princess Rink? Really?
Uh-huh. Well, we didn't have any place else to play.
Oh, not at the school. You didn't have a gym at the school.
We didn't have a gym.
But you were on the girls' basketball team.
I was, yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. But I started out as a guard, mm-hmm. and then they thought it was a mother thought it was a little strange for me. I always had quite a bit of throat trouble. The Yerkes family were always seemed to be bothered with bad throats. My uncles, several of them, had a bad time. Uncle Bob had asthma, and so I was always having tonsillitis.
Oh.
To me, I was always coming down with tonsillitis. Mm-hmm. When I came home from Washington after the senior trip to Washington, I had a terrible time. I just had a very bad time with it.
Hmm.
Something about the water in Philadelphia, they said that it was condemned afterward, and they did something about it. But when we were there, the doctor said he thought that the water, and my throat swelled up so that I couldn't hardly swallow.
Mm-hmm.
And I had Quincy, had to be Lance. And Mother was afraid that having it Lance that it would do something to my ears. And, oh, she was so worried. I remember one time it was so, oh, it was so bad. I couldn't eat. I had to have soup with a straw. That's the only way I could eat. And the doctor decided, well, when he came to see me that morning, he said, well, Miss Margaret, he always called me, he said, I'm going to lynch your throat. And I said, oh, Mother won't let you. Well, he said, then we'll have to do it quickly when she's out of the room. So he sent her out of the room for some reason or other, and he quickly just pricked it, and that, of course, was all that was needed. And all that came out.
Oh. Well, I'm glad that worked.
Oh. But I would have just a terrible. But I finally had my tonsils off. Mm-hmm. They were, when I was about three, in those days, they didn't take them out cleanly. They just clipped them. And Dr. Burgess was our doctor then. And I can remember Mother telling me, my aunt telling me about going up to Grandmother. When I was up at Grandmother's, and Dr. Burgess came over and clipped my tonsils. But then, when I was in college, I went to the University Hospital and removed.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't have any more of that.
Thank you, Mrs. Holmes.
Oh, well, we're not going to put in all of this.